أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at QCity and in particular حروف المقطعات area which are the 29 chapters beginning with a unique letter combination, we've been focusing on Hawa Meme place. Now these are the seven surah that begin with Ha Meme, and this is the second chapter of this group. They were revealed both in sequence, as in the revelation order is the same as the arranged order. And the Prophet ﷺ said, I have been given Hawa Mim as a gift. So today we're looking at Suratul Fussilat. This is Surah number 41. And Fussilat literally means the explanation. It is also known as Ha Mim Sajda. You see, there are four chapters of Sajda Tilawat, Wajib Sajda Tilawat in the Quran. And two of them actually call Surah to Sajda. This is called Surah to Sajda as well. But to differentiate it from Surah number 32, it is called Ha Mim Sajda. Fussilat means to explain something in small bites. There are other less common names. It's also known as Al-Masabih, which is the lamps. And it's also called Al-Aqwat, which is the means of sustenance. Let's look at the benefits of recitation. If you've got eye problems, then recite it on water and splash the water on your eyes, inshallah, they'll be alleviated. And one who recites it will have nur, will have energy and light on the day of Qiyamah. Divided the surah into seven sections, and the first section is ayah 1 to 8, where Allah explains how the verses of the Quran are explained in small bite sizes. This is where we got two bites from. So in ayah 3 he says, Kitabun fussilat ayatuhu Quranan Arabiyan liqaumin ya'lamun, a book of which is explained in bits, an Arabic Quran for a people who know. See, tafsil is the methodology of breaking something into parts to be able to make it understood. This is good news to those who believe and a warning to those who cover up the truth. So in ayah 4 he says, Bashiran wa nadhira, something that gives good news and something that is a warning. فَأَعْرَضَ أَكْثَرَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ, but most of them will turn away as though they haven't even heard it. Section is ayah 9 to 12, which looks at the reflection on the creation of the earth and the heavens. Transitions into the calamities that befell the people of Ad and Thamud. Arrogant in the ayah 14 says, إِذْ جَاءَتْهُمُ الرُّسُلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, when their messengers came to them from behind them and in front of them and told them, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, do not serve anyone but Allah, only submit to Allah. قالوا, they said, لَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّنَا لَعَنْزَلَ مَلَائِكَةً فَإِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ, they said, if our Rabb had pleased, he would have sent down angels, not mere mortals like you, so we will definitely cover up the truth in what you have sent. And they were very arrogant about their strength. In ayah 15, Allah says, they says, قَالُوا, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً, who is more stronger than us? Continuing from that, in section 4, which is ayah 19 to 29, there is the warning of the fate that awaits those who defiantly oppose divine guidance. Because not only do they oppose divine guidance, they stop and distract others from listening to the Quran as well. Ayah 26, Allah says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and those who cover up the truth, they say, لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, don't listen to this Quran. وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ, make noise, make a distraction. لَأَلَّكُمْ تُغْلِبُونَ, because you will be taken in by it. You will be overcome by it. They even went out of their way to a singer from Syria, hold concerts while the Prophet was reciting the Quran to distract people away from him. And 5, that's awesome, ayah 30 to 39, where there is angelic protection and the fulfillment of desires for those who believe and strive to reach their full potential. This is amazing. In ayah 30 he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا, and for those who say, رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ, Allah is our Rabb, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ, they continue on the right way, the angels descend upon them and the angels say, Don't be scared. Don't be sad. Just receive the good news of the garden which you were promised. And look what they say. They say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your guardians in this world's life and in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And you will have whatever your soul desires and whatever you ask for. My goodness, it's phenomenal. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. This is the provision from the all-forgiving and the all-merciful. So the idea is to continually say, رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ, and stick on his way. And in contrast, in section 6, you have the nature of the Qur'an and the fate of those who reject it. This is ayah 40 to 46. In the 7th section, and this is a reflection on human nature when he wants something and when he's in despair. Look what Allah says. 49, he says, La yas'amu al-insanu min du'a'i al-khair wa in massahu al-sharru. The human being is never tired of praying for good, but if a little bit of evil touches him, then he's extremely depressed, and he's qanut, he feels pessimistic, he feels hopeless. And then in ayah 50 he says, وَلَا إِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا. And if we make him taste mercy from us, مِنْ بَعْضِ ذَرَّائِ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَكُولَنَّ هَذَا لِي. So, after distress has touched him and he tastes Allah's mercy, he would most certainly say, this is of me. I did this myself. And he will say, he does not think that there will ever be accountability. And if he's sent back to his Rabb, I will be fine. Moses, he says, وَلَئِنْ رُجَعْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي إِنَّ لِي إِنْدَهُ لَلْحُسْنَى. So he feels entitled when showered with mercy and turns away and does long du'as when harm touches him. This is encapsulated in ayah 51 when Allah says, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ, when we show a favor to the human being, أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ, he turns aside and he withdraws himself, he is just into himself. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ, but when we touch him with a little bit of evil, difficulty, فَذُو دُعَاءٍ نَرِيبٍ, then he makes long du'as. And then the surah ends by saying how Allah reveals the truth to human beings. He says, سَنُرِيهُمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. We will soon show them our signs in the universe and in their own souls, and until it will become quite clear to them that it is the truth. Is it not sufficient as regards your Rabb that he's a witness over everything? It's a beautiful surah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be of those whom the angels protect. They say that you will have whatever your souls desire and whatever you ask for. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.